This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
The protestations of Obama himself in his speech to the children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
That would authorize to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
Each government, Republicans and Democrats, were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City. But it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Gleason and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one Cleveland, Ohio at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, the totalitarians, they're in disarray, actually. I mean, you just have to kind of tell it like it is. You get this feeling that Donald Trump is on the horizon for them. I mean, no, seriously. And, he is absolutely against the one world order, folks. And This convention, the Republican National Convention that's being held in Cleveland, starts today. Because of the situation with Donald Trump and all the Republicans, you can call them the rhinos, the establishment Republicans, the ones that we have been fighting for, at least I've been fighting against, not for, but against since 1992. I left the Republican Party in 1992 because I saw the Bill Clintonization of the Republican Party. Back in 1992, and I left the Republican Party. I said, 1992, that long ago. And now, of course, there's been a purging, if you will. And if you haven't noticed, Donald Trump really has done here is a hostile takeover of the Republican Party, pushing everybody out. Paul Ryan is an example. Paul Ryan, guess what? Paul Ryan looks like he might be out. He might be primaried out, actually. He's got quite an uphill struggle going on in his own district back in Wisconsin. Well, that's not going to hurt my feelings if he's out. No, not at all. I mean, Donald Trump has really, in my opinion, taken over the Republican Party hostily, and people are starting to come along grudgingly. I mean, look who's out. All of your rhino establishment Republicans are not showing up. See, to me, that's called a clue that when you have the Bush family who's not showing up, they're just saying, hey, the heck with this. Nobody on that side, if you will, the side that has anything to do with the Muslim Brotherhood. I'm just going to say it straight up. They've been tainted. The Bush family has been tainted by the Saudis, of course. They're not showing up to this convention in any way, shape, or form to show support for Donald Trump. No, because the One World Order folks, which the Bushes are a big part of, don't want this. They do not want Donald Trump. And they got him. And you know what? He's going up in the polls. A lot of things are happening for the Trump campaign that aren't happening for the Democratic. The writing is on the wall for the American people with Donald Trump. And now, with all these Black Lives Matter shootings, and especially the murder, the assassination that's been taking place with the president's Black Lives Matter group out there, the polling numbers for Donald Trump are going to start going through the roof because he's couching himself as the law and order candidate. Now, that's putting more and more pressure, of course, on those Republicans that weren't getting along to go along, like Paul Ryan. So the hostile takeover will be complete tonight and for the next several nights of Donald Trump's takeover of the Republican Party, which I think is a great idea. I'm glad it's taken over by Donald Trump. And, you know, and again, I say this without knowing what the crystal ball says for the future of Donald Trump. I understand that. But something had to happen to these folks to shake him up because the One World Order people were on the verge and could be on the verge of destroying this country. That's how close we are. That's why we started this radio show 5 years ago. Because we're the big concern, the flags were going up as we saw what was going on, the penetration that was happening with the Muslim Brotherhood and all this stuff. I think it's going to take a different turn now because people are finding out about it. More and more people are finding out. It's really kind of interesting. We've been preaching and talking and going crazy about the One World Order and all these people who have designs on destroying the United States of America for years now. And all of a sudden, it's like people are getting it. They're starting to say, wait a minute, Obama, you know, they listen to Obama and they think, and then they start connecting the dots that he's connected to all this. Yeah, because they put him in office. And the lackey who's supposed to follow up is Hillary Rodham Clinton. And you see, it's all her, you know, connections over the last 30 years. People are starting to look at that dirty laundry. Of course, then we had the big thing with Comey the other day, revealing that she lies, she lies, she lies, just like Donald Trump says. And people are shook up. And now we have the murders, the slaughter, the assassinations of, well, our police officers. It's all blending together because they're starting to see the inner workings coming out now of the, well, those that want to destroy our country. This is all part of their routine to destroy this country, destroy it and disrupt it. The police are targets now, and this president has fostered this along. It's kind of interesting, the comments that are being made now by police officers, and in the next segment, we're going to share with you some of those comments. David Clark being one of them. Detective Steve Loomis of the Cleveland Police Department. He's their union representative. Boy, does he have some blood on your hands comments about the President of the United States and this whole Black Lives Matter movement. And, you know, this is something that's pretty easily documented about the comments, the racist, bigoted statements by this president over the last several years, especially about policemen. In the first section, we played the Gates press conference where the president was deriding the police department in Cambridge, Massachusetts, calling them stupid. That was just the beginning, of course. And then there all the other things, Trayvon Martin. So, you know, people, we're at that point of critical mass where these police departments are not taking it anymore from this president, and they're calling them out. Now, this is a problem. For the one, this is where they've overplayed their hands in these police shooting things, and then the White Lives Matter. They have overplayed their hand, and totalitarians always do this. And luckily, you know, our Constitution, especially our First and Second Amendments, standing strong even today, catch totalitarians in these movements, if you will, and allows us to see it, to observe it, and then to call it out. And that's exactly what we're doing. They're helping our cause right now at this point. because, you see, they're anxious. They want to get it done. They can never wait until, you know, the years ahead that they've invested. And they've invested years in this whole totalitarian mindset. Billions, trillions of dollars to try and overthrow and destroy this country. But it's not working because our Constitution's standing strong. People are able to get the news out, freedom of press, and talk about it, First Amendment, freedom of speech, and come to their own conclusions. And that's happening right now. Right now in this country, our nation, our citizens are making up their minds in discerning fashions, and it's not looking good for the totalitarians because they've overplayed their hand. They've got too greedy. They got too pressed about all this stuff, and they started their assassination campaign, which is what this is. We've been warning people about this. This is part of what their drill is going to be, to assassinate key people. If you want to see another part of the campaign, all you need to do is look to Turkey and what's happening there. The coup the so-called coup attempt over the weekend, which wasn't a coup attempt. It was a Fox coup attempt. In other words, a phony coup attempt by Erdogan to basically have an excuse to round up tens of thousands of people, which he's doing right now, that he says were involved with the coup. Now, I bring this up because is that what's going to happen in the United States? Is the One World Order folks want to destroy the United States? Is this what we will see with FEMA camps being rounded up like what's happening in Turkey in the future? We're not going to let it happen, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
If you don't think one of these satanic monsters is going to get a nuclear bioweapon EMP into our country, if you do think, oh, government will take care of me when the next terror or natural disaster strikes, this message is not for you. HeavensHarvest.com. They wrap $5,000 in 10 acres worth of hearty heritage heirloom, non-GMO, reproducing seeds, not the kind you find at the hardware store, into a permanent food supply kit that you keep as the ultimate food insurance policy. It's called the Heavens Harvest Survival Seed Kit, and it is made available in limited quantities for a limited time for you by HeavensHarvest.com. $250 with free shipping today. It'll sleep for as much as 10 years until you need it, but you have to have it. Free shipping for you now with your special Agenda 21 code word, Agenda. See the Survival Seed Kit at HeavensHarvest.com or call 1-800-219-7282. The ultimate food insurance policy. For the limited time offer, your code word is Agenda. HeavensHarvest.com.
In these uncertain economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. If you own a vehicle with less than 130,000 miles, is less than 12 years old, has a warranty about to expire, or even no warranty at all, you could stop paying for car repairs. Roadside assistance, towing, and rental coverage are all included. Make one free call right now to see if you qualify. Call 877-238-6197. That's 877-238-6197. 877-238-6197.
But it is what it is. You have a lot of police officers coming here.
We have a lot of police officers.
And they are targets.
Absolutely, they're targets. And this is proof positive that they're targets. Our legal staff right now is drafting a letter to Governor Kasich. We are asking for emergency, for him to take emergency action to ban any weapons, open carry weapons, in Cuyahoga County. For the next week, because anybody that's going to have an open carry weapon is going to be treated and looked at in a hostile type environment. In this environment where police officers are being ambushed and murdered, anybody that has an open carry gun, we are going to look at, and we are going to look at very, very hard. And Governor Kasich needs to step up and seize the moment and take care of this issue with some type of order or whatever he needs to do to outlaw or ban open carry weapons here. I don't know what the details in Baton Rouge are, but I can tell you and assure you that anybody having a weapon on their arm or weapon slung over their shoulder is going to be looked at in a much, much different way than we would normally look at, given the circumstances and what this country's going through. How the hell did we ever become the bad guys in this country? I cannot imagine how we got here. It's the irresponsible reporting of the media, and it's the irresponsible statements of people that are credible, like the President of the United States, like celebrities. If you're blessed with celebrity and you're blessed with talent, then use that celebrity for good and not evil. And what
I
do we
hear
do?
You.
We have actors out there spewing venom. We have singer-songwriters spewing venom. We have athletes up here in Cleveland. We had an athlete that did something, you know, that he since has apologized for, so I don't want to go down that road with him. But use your power. We have to come together on this. Every corner of this country
Needs
to come together.
It's interesting because this then begins to step into the ground of politics when you talk about the Second Amendment rights and banning open carry in a state where it is the law, even
Absolutely.
If it's for a particular time of a period of time throughout this. So that will be at that level about the governor. That will be a political and.
Well, that was Detective Steve Loomis, and he is with the Cleveland Police Department. He happens to be there. Union representative is talking about two issues there. One, the open carry issue that's going to plague obviously a lot of people with this convention, because Ohio's open carry, and around the convention scene there's people going to be able to sling AR-15s over their shoulders and so on. And Black Lives Matter has said that they're showing up with weapons. They're showing up with open carry. So that's a concern right there. You've got a group that does that. And they're out there telling cops they're going to kill them, and they're going to show up with open carry. So that's a concern. I understand the Second Amendment concern there. The Second Amendment, I think, should prevail on this. But that's just my opinion. I support Kasich, but I think that the police will definitely give them a second look, as they should. That is what the police should do. They should give them a second look, and they should be armed themselves. I don't think the police should be unarmed at all in this situation. They should be appropriately armed given the circumstances. And quite frankly, you have terrorist groups out there that Black Lives Matter has said they are terrorist groups. Now, the other issue there is you start to see Mr. Loomis. And by the way, he says later on in this clip that the president has blood on his hands. And he said it again this morning on Fox News, from what I understand, from what I was hearing. He said it again. So you see, this narrative is really starting to pick up steam out there with law enforcement about the president having blood on his hands. And he does, in my opinion. If you are going to go out and deride the police as he has done over the last several years, last 7 years, then, you know, this is he's reaping what he sowed. The chickens are coming home to roost. And he doesn't like it. His people don't like it. This is why I say they've overplayed their hand. And this overplaying shows the world on a grand scale the underlying thinking and notions about what they're trying to do. See, this president is actively involved in this whole takeover and destruction of this country. That's, I mean, you just can't, if you've been following it as intensely as we have been here on Agenda 21 Radio, and if you just happen to be a, some of my liberal friends are even coming around to this, which is like earth-shattering. Okay, I got it. I cannot stand to not tell you this story about a liberal friend of mine who we have been working on for years and who has started listening to Agenda 21 Radio, and then all of a sudden it's an epiphany now. I can't get the guy to stop calling me. And, you know, it's like every 20 minutes or so sometimes during the day, because it's more information that he's finding out. See, his whole thing was he was always listening to the mainstream media. And all of a sudden, these shootings started happening, you know, and pretty soon, and he knows me, and he listens to me sometimes, and he's heard, and goes to the website and all this stuff. And finally, about 3 weeks ago, it kind of like dawned on him, there's something really wrong in the nation. And I told him at one point in time, I said, look, you got to stop listening to mainstream media. You're listening to the junk. You're just listening to junk information. You need to start going out there, get InfoWars, Agenda 21 Radio, and so on. It's just start listening to this stuff. And so pretty soon, and this guy is a very intelligent person, has a major degree, and finally, it started to kind of like open up for him. And it's like, wow, this is like news and information. It's a world I've never known before. So you see, there's a lot of people that need convincing, that don't listen to what we've been talking about for years. We've been pounding on the table about this, and finally, the enlightenment is coming to a large, vast number of people. And you see, these epiphanies are happening one at a time. That's why I say stopping totalitarianism one person at a time. Everybody's going to have an epiphany at some point and say there's something wrong. And they're going to seek out and look for information to understand it. And, geez, do you think we can understand it with the internet now? I mean, with all the information? This is the one thing they're not stopping and they can't stop. This information superhighway. This is one person at a time. And, you know, this is what it is. You sit down intimately with your computer and do your own research, and pretty soon, Shazam, it's there. And it's undeniable. That's the thing. You can put two and two together. You can put the mainstream media information together with reality. You certainly can. And that's exactly what my liberal friend has been. It's actually kind of funny, but the phone calls, it takes up so much. This is the good thing. This is the good thing that's happening right now, and we need to move this forward. We need to move this forward as quickly as possible, get more people informed, more educated, and quickly, because this president is desperate. He has his minders in the One World Order, and what they're trying to do is they're trying to take away our Second Amendment, our freedom of speech, and they want to round us up. That's real simple. There's no doubt about that. This whole notion about what they want to put us in FEMA camps and so on, that's a fact. And if you want to see something happening similar to that, to what it could possibly look like in the United States in some areas, it's if law enforcement follows along with the edicts of a president who's wanting to declare martial law, take a look at Turkey, because they're rounding up thousands, tens of thousands of people right now in Turkey because of this fake. I mean, it was a fake coup attempt that took place last week. I mean, what a weekend. Think about that. And we're going right into the Republican National Convention today. My goodness. Anyway, a lot to talk about here on Agenda 21 Radio. Make sure you visit our website, agenda21radio.news. And, boy, we have a bunch of stuff happening this week. We got this big convention for the state of Jefferson. Yeah, the State of Jefferson Big Time Convention on the 23rd, and we're going to be there covering it. Hundreds of people will be there to try and what? Do what? Make a more perfect union by forming a 51st state in the United States of America.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
If you don't think one of these satanic monsters is going to get a nuclear bioweapon EMP into our country, if you do think, oh, government will take care of me when the next terror or natural disaster strikes, this message is not for you. HeavensHarvest.com. They wrap $5,000 in 10 acres worth of hearty heritage heirloom, non-GMO, reproducing seeds, not the kind you find at the hardware store, into a permanent food supply kit that you keep as the ultimate food insurance policy. It's called the Heavens Harvest Survival Seed Kit, and it is made available in limited quantities for a limited time for you by HeavensHarvest.com. $250 with free shipping today. It'll sleep for as much as 10 years until you need it, but you have to have it. Free shipping for you now with your special Agenda 21 code word, Agenda. See the Survival Seed Kit at HeavensHarvest.com or call 1-800-219-7282. The ultimate food insurance policy. For the limited time offer, your code word is Agenda. HeavensHarvest.com.
In these uncertain economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. If you own a vehicle with less than 130,000 miles, is less than 12 years old, has a warranty about to expire, or even no warranty at all, you could stop paying for car repairs. Roadside assistance, towing, and rental coverage are all included. Make one free call right now to see if you qualify. Call 877-238-6197. That's 877-238-6197. 877-238-6197.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. And this is our special show. We have five shows that we're doing here, 5 hours of programming about the state of Jefferson and perhaps one of the greatest movements in this nation's history and perhaps even the most relevant movement in this nation's history. History will look at the days, history of the United States anyway, will in 100 years look back and say, what was this Jefferson movement all about? And did the Jefferson movement save the Union? And that's what we're talking about here, about the state of Jefferson and the dream of forming the northern part of California and the southern portion of Oregon into one state, the state of Jefferson. And with us right now is Terry Raposa, a big mover and a shaker, if you will, in the Jefferson movement. And Terry, welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. But most importantly, how did this Jefferson movement get started, at least the modern-day Jefferson movement that we're seeing right now?
Well, how are you doing, Paul? It's good to talk with you. It got started actually in 2013 with some folks in Siskiyou County that were just tired of having every right, including their water rights, their land rights, the BLM, Department of Fish and Game, all infringing on their property rights up in that area. They got together and they went to the Board of Supervisors feeling that they had a lack of representation. At that particular time, we had 11 counties that only had one representative, one senator, and one assemblyman. So they felt that no one was listening to them when they were listing their grievances of all these things happening to them. They went to the Board of Supervisors, feeling the only remedy that they would have would be a state split, since California wasn't budging at all. They went to this Board of Supervisors, and on September the 12th, they talked to them, they brought everything back, they went back in again, and they actually had a declaration signed in September of 2013 that stated that the only remedy for lack of representation would be a state split with the state of Jefferson. And MODOC followed 20 days later, and now we have 21 counties.
It's been really kind of a wild ride for you and Mark Beard and the other people who started this out in the early days. The ride is, of course, continuing because you did get 21 declarations from 21 counties. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who don't know, there's 58 counties or 52 counties? I can't remember in California.
57.
Okay, there you go. Anyway, 57 counties in the state of California, and of that, they now have 21. And there's also, as I understand it, Terry, a number of other counties who want to get on board but don't have their declarations yet at this point.
Well, there is other counties who have shown interest: Humboldt County, Del Norte County, even Yolo County, even some folks down there in Central California. But really, at this particular point in time, we've culminated these 21 counties, and that's pretty much what we're staying with for this particular portion of the state of Jefferson.
And, you know, you can go to our website, agenda21radio.news, and click on the link to the State of Jefferson website, and you can see those counties. You can see how much it's taken up the northern portion of California. It's a substantial portion, naturally rich in resources in Northern California, a lot of timber, a lot of water. And, Terry, I imagine if this when this all comes to fruition in the near future, State of California is not going to like the fact that it's going to have to split off those resources.
Well, the thing is that we're more than happy to sell them to them. You know, the real deal is that the state of California and the legislative body just really wants to control the population. That's no secret. You know, you preach that all the time on your program. The real deal is that we're not even allowed to use these resources, and unfortunately, California is restricting us from doing it. You know, when you have timber coming out of your ears in Siskiyou County and you have to import it from Canada because of all the regulations, rules, the spotted owl, et cetera, there's a real problem. So I think that really, in some degree, California hurts themselves, but it's by design.
Right. And, of course, the listeners of Agenda 21 Radio know what the design is. The key thing in California, Terry, and why this whole rebellion has sort of manifested itself is because of the overregulation, overtaxation, the oppressiveness, the socialization, the socialist nature, almost even communist nature of what we're seeing coming out of the state legislature, all designed to control populations. And ultimately, to put these natural resources, which are owned by citizens now and in part by many of the counties and so on, put them into the hands of the elitists so that they can sell them off and use them for themselves. It's something that we're seeing. And, of course, the Clinton Foundation has been big into selling off some of these natural resources in various parts of the United States, and certainly California has a lot of resources to be sold off. But this is not for the elites. This is for the citizens of California and or the citizens of Jefferson, which is one of the reasons why the state of Jefferson has formed, to get away from these oppressive regulations from not only the state but also the federal government, because we know that the state of California works in harmony with the federal government. It's very, very clear that the state of Jefferson will not work in harmony on many of these things with the federal government.
Well, the thing is that we have to understand what a sovereign state is. We have to understand what liberty is. Liberty just isn't freedom. Liberty is freedom with morality. And we have to understand that the sovereignty we have as a state is the state is supposed to be the agent of the people, not control the people. I mean, we create a state. And since when does the creation control the creator? And that's exactly what we have here in California.
Yeah, very well said. And of course, we've just flipped it over to the federal government in working hand in hand. A lot of those restrictions, you know, you see this like with Common Core and Race to the Top, where the state, you know, willfully gave up its 10th Amendment right to educate its own people to the federal government, which is obviously a very, very bad move. But, you know, in so many other regulatory bodies, like what you have with the Bureau of Land Management, working with the California Department of Fish and Wildlife and so on, it's almost simpatico with one another. So lines are completely blurred between what is city, county, and federal, state and federal agencies are all working together in harmony as unison and basically being controlled from Washington.
That's exactly right. And what people don't seem to understand about a sovereign state is the simplicity of it. You know, the simplicity of what we're doing. You know, really and truly, when Jesus said that my yoke is easy and my burden is light, he meant it. I think man has a real propensity to absolutely convolute, complicate, and exaggerate things to where we have now, for example, a 60,000-page tax code. So when people look at what we're doing and see the simplicity of it, really, sometimes it's hard for them to grasp, thinking, really and truly, this is it? Well, look at the Constitution. The Constitution is something that basically is a simple document. You can understand what you're reading. There isn't a lot of wording in it. It takes you, maybe 45 minutes to read it. And the point is that we have to understand the sovereignty of what a state really does. And that's three simple things. They have jurisdiction, they interpose, and they nullify. Those three things.
Well, quickly, going backwards, nullification, because we're running up against the time frame. Explain what nullification is briefly.
Well, basically, when you have the jurisdiction of a state, the jurisdiction of a state is the jurisdiction for the people and of the people and to protect the people and to look out for the general welfare of the people. That's within the confines of a state. Interposition is interposing and standing between any situation that enters in to do any harm to the people, especially their constitutional rights. Nullification is when interposition takes that third step, and that is, we're interposing, we're telling you no, therefore you're nullified. What you do here does not hold water, it's not constitutional, and therefore by law it cannot be done. So a really simple analogy would be somebody tries to break into your house. They come into your house, they've broken in. Well, you have the jurisdiction over your home. They go after your wife. You stand between your wife and the person who breaks in, and all of a sudden you stop that person and you nullify their action. And that's simply what a sovereign state should be doing. They're an agent of the people. They aren't the controller or person who rules the people.
And nullification comes in, especially when you have the federal government wanting to interpose itself.
Exactly. Well, you know, and there's so many things. You've had Chris Ann Hall on before. You've heard her speak. I mean, there are so many things that are unconstitutional,
right,
that the federal government does. I mean, good golly.
They don't follow the Constitution at all. Anyway, Terry, we're coming up against a hard break here. When we come back, we're going to be hearing more from Terry Raposa. And we're talking about the Jefferson Movement in the northern part of California and the southern part of Oregon, because it is a sovereign movement to, well, create a more perfect union. Anyway, stay with us. More Agenda 21 Radio coming your way.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860.
800-600-5860.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
If you don't think one of these satanic monsters is going to get a nuclear bioweapon EMP into our country, if you do think, oh, government will take care of me when the next terror or natural disaster strikes, this message is not for you. HeavensHarvest.com. They wrap $5,000 in 10 acres worth of hearty heritage heirloom, non-GMO, reproducing seeds, not the kind you find at the hardware store, into a permanent food supply kit that you keep as the ultimate food insurance policy. It's called the Heavens Harvest Survival Seed Kit, and it is made available in limited quantities for a limited time for you by HeavensHarvest.com. $250 with free shipping today. It'll sleep for as much as 10 years until you need it, but you have to have it. Free shipping for you now with your special Agenda 21 code word, Agenda. See the Survival Seed Kit at HeavensHarvest.com or call 1-800-219-7282. The ultimate food insurance policy. For the limited time offer, your code word is Agenda. HeavensHarvest.com.
In these uncertain economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. If you own a vehicle with less than 130,000 miles, is less than 12 years old, has a warranty about to expire, or even no warranty at all, you could stop paying for car repairs. Roadside assistance, towing, and rental coverage are all included. Make one free call right now to see if you qualify. Call 877-238-6197. That's 877-238-6197. 877-238-6197.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. This is our special on the state of Jefferson. Big movement going forward. Perhaps one of our country's greatest movements right now, and one of the big stoppers of the global elites. They do not want the state of Jefferson to be formed, because why? Our country would become a more perfect union. This is the attempt to, the actual effort, which is ongoing. It's moving. It's moving through the courts. It's moving through the legislatures. It's moving everywhere. And hundreds of thousands of people are engaging themselves right now in the formation of a brand new state called the state of Jefferson, the 51st state of the union. We're trying to make a more perfect union, as opposed to those that want to go out there and break up the United States, like Texit and, you know, Oregonit and California and all that stuff. Yes, California, these groups that want to secede from the union. We're trying to make a more perfect union. And with us is Terry Raposa, one of the founders, if you will, of the modern day movement that started in 2013 and has really advanced itself over the last 2 years and 3 years, and is making its way through the legislative process. People are starting to meet. Hundreds of people, by the way, are meeting to form constitutions and other governance systems, which is essential if you're going to prove that you're going to be a state moving forward. But Terry, in the last segment, we're talking about nullification and how basically the sovereign state is designed to protect the citizens from the federal government. What are some of the ways that are happening right now that are really big situations that are where the encroachment of the federal government has not been taken on in terms of protected from the by the state of California?
Well, simply the water for one thing, you know. To put everything really in a nutshell, this is the elephant in the room. I had a talk with Jim Nielsen, a long, lengthy talk with Jim Nielsen.
He's Senator a state Nielsen, senator
and
in California.
The situation that we have with the water, et cetera, et cetera. Here's the real deal. The real deal is that when we become a state, and we will, when this happens, we will now adhere to and have to adhere to something called the Equal Footing Doctrine. The Equal Footing Doctrine states that any new state that is formed becomes on the equal footing with the original 13. How much BLM land was there in the original 13?
Zero.
Who had control of the water in the original 13? And this is the elephant in the room to a degree. Actually, what will happen when we form our state is we will now be in a position to where we can negotiate and will negotiate with the federal government over these things. Another thing a sovereign state can do.
You know, that kind of really puts the federal government really in the back seat when you think about it in terms of like the BLM and the Department of the Interior, because I'm sure that they don't have any kind of provisions for exactly what you're talking about. When a new state, a more perfect union state is formed, they're going to have to renegotiate with that state for everything. And quite frankly, I don't even think the legal standing for the Environmental Protection Agency, Department of the Interior, all those agencies that are interposing themselves basically on the state government are even legal or constitutional.
They are not. There's no thinking about it, my good friend. They are not constitutional. They are not legal entities, and therefore they will be nullified because the state will do what? It will interpose. And therefore those particular people will have no jurisdiction. They will have no say. They will have nothing to do with any sovereign state. Now, we're choosing to separate. That's what we're choosing to do.
Yeah, this is not a secessionist movement. Let me make this very clear with the audience right now.
Sure.
The state of Jefferson is not a secessionist movement. We're not trying to secede from the United States of America, as you would find with, yes, California, Texas, and some of these other states that are actually trying to withdraw and become their own country. That is not what this is about. What this is about is forming a new state from an old state or old states in which a new state number 51, the state of Jefferson, is formed. So it's forming a more perfect union, as we would say.
Yeah, it's Article 4, Section 3 of the United States Constitution. In a nutshell, a new state can be formed with the consent, the simple consent, 51% of the legislative body of the said state and the Congress of the United States. Now, what we're doing at this particular point in time is utilizing the Constitution for that. But to get back to what I was talking about very briefly, and that is that once the state is formed, and once the situation is created, as you've said so many times on your program, Paul, once this happens, all the other states will be able to do the same thing. Now, here's the beauty of it. Our remedy for lack of representation, because in 21 counties, we have 6 representatives. That's all we have. The other counties down below have 114. Who wins that football game? The deal is that we want to look at a federal model of government. Every state, whether you're big like California or small like Wyoming, who has 900,000 people, California has 40 million, has 2 senators. No ifs, ands, or buts, 2 senators, and the House is based upon population. Prior to 1964, that's exactly...
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15
$3 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Elfiemed is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Same position. I'm sure Texas and Florida and New York are pretty much in the same position where you have underrepresentation.
Absolutely. So what we even have, because of the court ruling in 1964 of the court case Reynolds versus Sims with one man, one vote, is virtually unconstitutional. And that's that could be a whole other program, and maybe you'll have
right.
Mark Barrett on to discuss that.
Right, and we will do that.
But the point is that really and truly, it's lack of representation. Again, as Paul was saying, this is what we're doing is we're separating. We are wanting to separate because there is no other remedy for lack of representation. There hasn't been one. We have asked every single legislator in the state, all 120 of them, we've gotten the same answer. Well, you know, we don't have a better idea. Well, let us know what your idea is. If you can give us representation like we are guaranteed under the Constitution of the United States of America and the California Constitution, if you can give us that in another forum, another way, another avenue, another venue, we're in.
Right.
Let us know what it is. Help us to help you help all of us.
Well,
and
listen,
we get the same answer. Well, we really don't have any ideas. Well, this is our idea, and this is what we're doing, because we're not asking you permission anymore. One other thing I wanted to say very quickly.
Hang on, Terry. We got the music coming up. Hold that thought, because we'll have about 90 seconds on the other end of the break here. You're listening to Terry Raposa, Jefferson Special, here on Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, that was pretty good. That was pretty good.
I'm listening.
What's that?
I am. I'm listening.
Oh, that was pretty good, don't you think?
Yeah, that was really good. Except
okay.
You got the Assembly and the Senate numbers mixed up.
Oh.
Did I?
Yeah.
Well,
that's no big deal.
That's
okay. That's because I didn't have enough chicken nuggets.
You need more nuggets, buddy. Anyway, we got the music coming up right now. And when we come back, let's get that thought on here, because you'll have about 30, 40 seconds to go. Here we go.
Okay, good.
This notion that somehow I can just change the laws unilaterally is just not true.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. And we've got some final thoughts here. Terry, you want to complete your thought about representation, because you've got about 40 seconds.
Yeah, okay. Well, first of all, I want to throw a little challenge out to all your listeners. And that is, can you name one thing, just one thing, that the government doesn't control on your life right now? Whether that be the makeup your wife uses, the food that you eat, the clothes that you wear, the light bulb you use, the car that you drive, the gas you use for energy, anything like that. If you can name one thing, I'd like to hear it, because I believe they're controlling everything. I'd like to hear what the answer would be to that. And number two, we always talk about who's in control. It's we the people, isn't it? It is we the people. We the people are in control. Do we believe that? Do we in our heart of hearts believe that? So we have to ask ourselves, is the Constitution the truth or a lie? It's the truth. It is up to we the people. We now have to start putting that into action, and we have to believe that.
Well, listen, Terry, thank you very much for the great words. And again, we're going to continue this story for the next four nights and keep that information stream coming about the state of Jefferson. Quickly, contact website, please.
SOJ51.net.
That's right. It's time for 51. Anyway, Terry Raposa, thank you very much for being on Agenda 21 Radio.
All right, my friend. Have a good day.
You too. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, anyway, State of Jefferson, we're going to be covering this. They have their big assembly on the 23rd Saturday at the Church of Glad Tidings in Live Oak. You go to our website and get the address and information. Tickets are available. They're free. If you live in the state of Jefferson, in those 21 counties, you get to have a say. So anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And remember, as I say at this time of the radio show, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.